Blog Talk Radio.
Showing the light that I'm living, the light that I have, and give it to you. Yeah, and it's true. Light, particularly the real reason to feel like me. I'm the one for you to be with. But when I come all alone, I start guessing. It's a state of depression. It's been fun to talk about me. I just wonder, do you come with me? But after that,
show. I am your host, Big Bat. Get comfortable, y'all. Listen, when I tell you, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, you want to share this on your page. You want to hit your friends up because tonight's show is going to be epic. There is no other way. Let me get unjuicy about that real quick. Hold on. There is no other way to express myself than playing that song because the smile, and it's funny, I have been singing this song for about 2 weeks, and I decided that I was going to play this song today for today's show, and with today's show, I got something special for y'all, so let me get the preliminaries out of the way so we can have a great, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful January the 15th, 2023. So, get your drinks, grab your boo, y'all get comfortable and get cozy because we're going to relax, we're going to turn up, and we're going to have a freaking amazing time tonight. But before we get into all of that, first off, y'all know I have to do what I do best, and that's bring my beautiful ladies onto the show. So let me go ahead and start off with the comparable Southern Belles, Miss DJ and Miss Coco. How y'all doing, ladies? look at my mother's beautiful tonight. Oh, y'all, listen, y'all must have had a good day today.
I guess.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Oh, we got a great day. Coco, how was your day today, Boos?
Very full.
Oh, listen.
I had a lot going on.
it could have been empty. There's nothing worse than getting to a plate that's ready to eat and ain't no food on it. Listen, I'd rather have a full plate than an empty plate. But y'all,
yeah.
I got something special for y'all. Y'all ready for me to tell the world what we got going on tonight?
Let's tell it.
Yeah.
Y'all, I have one of my original co-hosts. One of the first ladies who decided that she wanted to rock the mic with me. A lady who came on here and gave me such energy and such life, who no matter what was going on this show, no matter what was going on in the background, no matter what was going on in our lives, she had my back, and I will always have her back. Y'all, I want to introduce y'all. Y'all know her as so many other things, but on this show, I don't give a fuck what she goes by. She will always be the legendary You Say Fuck. Welcome, You Say Fuck, to the building. What it do, shout out.
Yeah, bitch.
Thank you.
What? Yes.
What's
going on, Shawty? Sex jerk. Oh, sex jerk.
Oh.
I'm so motherfucking here. And the beautiful bitches you got, that beautiful. No, we're not going to do it like that. The beautiful women. Because I'm going to check their pages. And I don't see who
you
they
check
are.
Their pages?
Because y'all taking my places. And y'all had a whole entire right. Y'all beautiful. Standing on their own.
Listen.
Doing what they got to do.
Listen.
Making
hold
it
on,
short.
Let me say this. I love y'all so much.
And I want that to be known before anything else is known. I love y'all. And I just love y'all. I'm sorry.
You Say Fuck. Before you say this, let me say this. Nobody can take your place. I need you to understand. There is a special, and I've called
you. Nobody's ever tried to take my place, baby. Nobody's ever tried to take my place. But what they did do was they stood their own ground, and they brought their own wherewithal and forthwithal. Can we give them that? Can we do that?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Nobody
yes,
ever tried to take my place because we already know. Can't nobody take my place, nigga. I'm like, shit. Yeah, you like on my phone, nigga. Shit. Like, But the people that you brought on, can we say how awesome and how much love and how much agreement and how much we have to, you know, we can't leave them out of it, though. Man, you know what was going on in the background, but they don't know what's going on with the background, and they still stood up. So, ladies, I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all, and I give it all to y'all because y'all did what y'all was supposed to do, not even knowing how y'all was standing y'all ground, and that's what it is. And so now I'm here. Here it is. There I go. I got, yeah.
So, guys, we're going to
so
get into
what?
The show. We have a lot to cover tonight. So, of course, You Say Fuck, we have not gone away from what day it is and birthdays that's still here.
Amen.
Tonight's topic, and I was trying to get away from mental health. I told the production manager about nine times this week.
Please don't get away from that. Please don't get away from that. It needs help. Please don't get away from that.
we have been covering mental health now for about a month. And so I was going to go away from mental health, but tonight's topic at the 10 o'clock hour is going to be self-sabotage versus self-love.
Sex jerk, you know I'm going to have a lot to say about that.
It's crazy. You know, it was crazy, y'all, because, like, literally about an hour before the show, You Say Fuck reached out to me and was like, hey, can I be on the show tonight? I really want to be on the show tonight. And, of course, you know, I've always told her and I've always told you guys, no matter when she wants to come on this show, she will always have a recurring role. So before we get into that, I don't know a real friend.
I ain't throwing them up under the bus, but I'm just going to say that. There I go.
Listen, listen, this is what you don't realize. Coco has known me since 1994, 95. She and her family have been rocking with me forever, and it's a beautiful thing, because I was talking to my business partner today. We was having a really good conversation today, and one of the things
Is Coco on the stream right now?
I'm right here.
Yes.
Hold on, let me get this out.
So we was talking today, and one of the things that I was trying to express to her is the desire, the need, the love, and the passion that we have for each other. And a lot of people don't understand that when you give yourself to someone, and this is not a sexual statement. I need y'all to hear this, know this, and understand this. This is not a sexual statement. But when you give yourself to someone, when you allow someone to be a part of your life, when you allow yourself to connect with someone, you have to do that with truth and love and earnest. And one of the things that I pride myself on, when I look at all of my relationships across the board that I've had from day one to day to day, is that I've tried to give people the best of me and give people the honest and truthful version of me.
Right. I'm fucked up, and you know I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm fucked up, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Go ahead.
But the sad part about this is we run into so many people who can't give us that. We meet
because my friend Steven, and I only tell you and Steven the truth because you and Steven the only motherfuckers that I can honestly tell y'all, like, the real business, and I ain't got to worry about it coming back on me. I ain't got to worry about it being thrown in my face. I ain't got to worry about it being like, you know what I'm saying? But that's not what we're talking about right now. So go ahead.
But when you look at this from a holistic standpoint,
he took a pause, he took a pause, y'all, because he's not used to me not telling him shit. But I fucked up so bad this time, I couldn't tell him first. So that's my fault, and that's my wherewithal, and that's my, that's why he took that pause, y'all, because he's not used to me not telling him shit first. But anyway, go ahead, friend.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break because y'all know at the 15-minute mark we take our commercial breaks. We will be right back after this quick commercial break, guys.
There's no one like you. the storm. I can't really explain it. I'm so into you now. I'm gonna be more than a friend of you now. When they act, I mention my baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. This is the reason I have a friend or two now. So this is ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now. But girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. When I go, you're a bikini in a minute or two now. What you think about fine, I'm a spinner you now. Why wouldn't I wanna spin it some down? Fit fast, I'm a squeeze, and I'm finished the child. I have a friend with upper fluid from now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And he's doing with you, he better be a king of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. So.
services.us. Go check them out online. If you're looking to get your taxes done, they are taking advance appointments now. So if you're looking to get your taxes done, you can go get them done at taylorservices.us. Go online, book an appointment. You can schedule in person or via online services. That's taylorservices.us. Guys, we're not going to do a Black History of World History tonight, but I do want to ask y'all, because I just want to make sure this was not me. Did y'all see the unveiling of that Martin Luther King statue that they sculpted?
No.
I did not.
So if you go online right now while we're looking, while we're talking, you will see a sculpture that an artist presented, but I'm confused at what he was trying to depict with the picture, because the picture that he's trying to replicate is a picture of Martin and Coretta embracing. Okay, it was the famous picture of them two embracing. The problem with the picture is when you look at it, it looked like somebody either giving someone head from one direction, or if you turn it to the other side, it looks like a penis.
Oh, no.
here's what I'm trying to figure out. Maybe I'm just, I don't understand Americans or black people, but why we just can't get shit right? We have been fucking up this man's legacy repeatedly, year after year, and it just continuously to get worse. To now, we have now referenced this man's holiday with the statue of Fellatio. Now, don't get me wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm all for heads. I like heads. I like getting it, and I like giving it. But what I cannot understand is why would we desecrate this man's birthday? Here's the thing. I understand what the artist was going for, but who in his circle didn't tell him that this shit looks stupid? Like, I need y'all in 2023, I need y'all to get some fucking friends, like some real friends. Like, I need y'all to get some friends who will tell you the honest truth, even if it hurts your feelings a little bit. Like, sir, like, I had to go, like, here's the craziest part, because one of my family members, before it was actually fully unveiled, drove by it, took some pictures of it as they was doing some different things to it, and put the picture up. And, like, when he first put it up, I was just like, maybe I'm just seeing it at a bad angle, but that was the front angle that was being shown. So I was like, okay, well, maybe let me see it from the side. And when I saw the side picture was worse, because I could have dealt with, you know, if he was just saying, hey, Martin gave Coretta head, hey, they got kids. I'm not here to say what they did or didn't do. But then when it looks like a penis from the side, I'm just trying to, somebody help me help them understand, because I don't get it. Like, at this point, I no longer, listen, a year or two ago, I think about 2 years ago, I decided I was no longer celebrating MLK because I just felt like it was no longer in honor of his true memory. I just think it's been American washed, whitewashed, cloaked, daggered, whatever it is that you want to call it. But some, you know, am I mistaken? Am I wrong on this? Because, you know, I'm not the... You know, I'm not the people's voice. I'm Donald's voice. I'm Big Bat's voice. So y'all tell me, am I wrong for my feelings, my statements? How do y'all see this holiday, and how does it play out now with y'all?
Honestly, it's another holiday.
That's another holiday.
Keep going. Don't let them lock. I already got your little cousin. Never keep going. Nephew, keep telling the truth. Go.
Because it's and again, it's not that, you know, it's not that.
To tell your truth, nephew, already got your cousin special. Nephew, come on. Stop playing. Tell the truth.
Because
go on, keep telling the truth.
Here's the thing.
Fuck your neck.
Because here's the thing. It's not that I don't want to celebrate the holiday. Martin Luther King, for me, is... he is my favorite person in history. I've studied him. I believe in 97% of the things that he said or wrote, I believe in. Now, there's a couple of things he wrote, you know, if you go look through everything that he's ever wrote. Now, there was a couple of things that he wrote, and I'm just like, Martin, I'm not sure if I agree with you, and we can agree to me not agreeing or disagreeing with you. I just don't like it. But when you look at what the man stood for, when you look at who he is, I mean, and what he's done and what he should symbolize and excellence and the stature of what he was and the precedence that he has set, I mean, you now see MLK flyers with this man damn near smoking a blunt and got on gangster do-rags at this point. Like, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I am all for the laughter. I am all for the fun and games. I am all for the jokes. But at some point, when do we take what is supposed to be our culture, our heritage, our legacy, when do we take that serious? When do we give it the validity that it's supposed to get? You know, when it comes to other societies, when it comes to other groups, they do not let what it is that is supposed to be sacred to them become desecrated. But for some reason, when it comes to us, we allow our history, we allow our culture, we allow what we believe in to be destroyed and just trampled on. And I refuse to believe that that is what Martin had envisioned, that is what Martin stood for, and I cannot believe that is what he would want to see if he was still here today. Again, that's my opinion. To agree with it, y'all don't have to like it, but that's my personal opinion. So that is why I did not do a Black History is World History today, because on today, his actual birthday, not whatever day you desire to observe it at, i.e. tomorrow, with today being his actual birthday, I wanted to say that because I don't celebrate. One, I don't celebrate holidays. I celebrate and support birthdays, and I believe in that, and I believe birthdays are the most important things. So on this great day, Martin, happy birthday. We love you. And I hope that as a people, as a culture, as a society, we can do better, not only just in representing what you stood for, but representing ourselves and our families a lot more. Because, like, even today, I read an article of, you know, a young man just completely, you know, we do crazy things just to throw our lives away. A young man from Alabama University literally is in jail, him and another young man. He was a Division I basketball player, you know, scholarship, all the good things, and he literally murdered a lady in cold blood and is now detained as of last night, this morning. And it just goes to show you that even I don't know the details, I wasn't there, I don't know the situation, but a person who was having those types of opportunities really we have to learn how to put ourselves in just better lights. We sometimes, it was funny because I said today to someone, you know, I hope the things and the blessings that I prayed for, that I take care of them and I show due charge and due diligence over those things. So that's me. That's what I have for Martin Luther King. What's you guys' take on it? CJ, what's your take on it?
I just know I cried when I saw the flyers this year with the Casamigos and them holding the bottles up. Like, that really hurt my feelings. I didn't appreciate that at all. They're for much more than just drinks and a time with your friends. That's just
Coco, what's your thoughts on it?
It's another holiday, pretty much, to me. I became, like, numb to it because of all the stuff that was going on. Like, the way that they actually celebrate and stuff now, it's not how it used to be.
Yeah, that's really where I'm at, too. It's just not what it used to be. You say, Falk, what's your thoughts on it? You say, fuck, did I lose you? I think we lost. You say, fuck, we did. She dropped off. We are getting ready to take a quick, and when we come back from this commercial break, y'all know we're going to get into one of my favorite one of my favorite topics, which is what day it is. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm a broke nigga. head ass, type of fools, without you girls standing around me naked shit, I'm thinking about getting naked too. Pop that pussy, don't play with me. If you ugly bitch, please take a seat. Oh, you mad, bro, if this your girl, then why the fuck she said hey, cool, but if you disrespect, I'ma smoke your ass like a Vegas. Look, my dick big, and that's safe to say, but girl, I don't know if it's safe to say. She's on that pole doing tricks, making you a nigga sick if you broke nigga quit. Her legs was married, but now they divorced her from her through the split. You get that? How you want this? Well, baby girl, I'm about to blitz. You all on the floor, you all on the pole, but girl, can you do that on my... Okay, I only feel it then. Then go get a friend. Come to my crib, that's where I live. I just put a pole up in the den. When I put it in yo, I say excuse you, I know it might start. To throw that ass in a circle, like a pie chart. Girl, stop what you doing then. Okay. Okay. Let go. Your booty little, well, that's okay, because if I hit it, it'll actually grow. Girl, how did you do all that on that pole? I'm stacking my dough and like from accounting. This whole damn party's out of control. She tore it like a pistol. She give me that kitty. I just tell her, cut off the whistle. Took her to the back and had her busting like a pistol. She bust so much, she ran out of ammunition. That's when I hit with the boom. She busting like gunplay. Shaking like Beyonce, fresh out of church. She gon' throw it on Sunday. I be trying to get her, but her best friend blocking like my tongue bowl. So I gotta hit her with a pump fake. It's like she gon' throw it out the window. Put her over, give her all my info. I got an endocrine, girl. I'm working with a muscle, baby. You don't even know what your info. You bad and you know it. And if this was a race, girl, you coming in first like the intro. And that booty real heavy. When you throw it on my lap, make a brother lean back like a limbo.
Red ass in the circle, round and round like a merry-go-round. You throw it back, I might hurt you. I'm just pulling it up, girl. There you go. Go ahead and shake it that ass. Hit it hard like a shell on the turtle. Hard like a shell on the turtle. Hard to make your booty jump like a hoe. And she done it.
All right, y'all done caught y'all breath. I know CJ was over there twerking hard in that over there. I know she was. Listen, I could just see it going around
lying.
In a circle. Huh?
You don't judge my life.
I didn't judge nothing. All right, we are back. This next segment, What Day It Is brought to you by Goddessly Cleaning. If you need it clean, we can get it clean. Come holler at us. That is Goddessly Cleaning. CJ, give them the phone number real quick.
254.
Ooh. How you ain't got the number?
It's the 254 area code.
Nah, you ain't got no.
2332.
You know what?
Because I can't remember the three numbers in the middle. You know, the area code and the three numbers in the middle. But I got the last four and I got the front part.
You know what?
There's
listen,
so many numbers
they not going to allow you to do. They not going to allow you to do no more commercials if you can't do the commercial right. We got paid sponsors. They gonna come get us. They gonna come get us. They gonna be emailing the production manager talking about that's how you gonna do it. That's how y'all represent us on the L. You can't even give them the phone number they supposed to call. All right, y'all. They serve the greater clean area. They serve the great. I'm talking now. They serve the greater Killeen area. You can find them on Facebook at Goddess Lee LEI Cleaning. Now, CJ, give them the phone number one more again.
Number is 254-282-2332.
Throw that ass in a circle. Hey. All right, which one of y'all got what day it is? Coco got what day it is?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
All right, well, we turn over the mic to Miss Coco.
Hey, everybody. So, today we have National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. So, if you like to eat some ice cream, get you some strawberry ice cream. And if you don't have strawberry ice cream and you just got vanilla ice cream and strawberries, put that stuff together and make you some strawberry ice cream. We also have National Hat Day today. So if you like to wear hats, I hope you are wearing a hat today. We have National Boots Day also today. Also have National Bagel Day today. And now we are going into Monday for National Fig Newton Day. So for all of you, for some reason, that like to eat them, even when somebody's not looking, you can eat all you want tomorrow, and ain't nobody going to say nothing. We also have National Without a Scalpel Day. So don't go to the hospital, because they ain't going to have no scalpels. Then we also have Martin Luther King.
No scalpel day.
Yes. I've been holding my laugh this whole time. Oh my Lord.
Yes.
No scalpel. What you mean no scalpel? How are we gonna do what we doing with no scalpel?
I guess they're gonna be using them fingers.
Oh.
I don't know what to tell you. They ain't going to have no scalpels.
Says it right there on the day.
It's one of those days. Monday, we're also going to have Martin Luther King Jr. Day, National Religious Freedom Day. And for all of you who like to eat some, you know, hot and spicy food, tomorrow is International Hot and Spicy Food Day. So eat all you want. It is also
I am not a fan of hot and spicy. The way it go in for me is the same way it come out, so you're going to have to do that one by yourself.
Why?
The bitch in me ain't gonna make it.
Oh my god. It's okay. Me and CJ eat all the hot and spicy food for you tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you say now.
No, really, because I like spicy food.
It's all right. We also have National Nothing Day tomorrow. So if you didn't get a day in today to be lazy, you can do it tomorrow. Because it is National Nothing Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Then for Tuesday, you know, halfway through the week, almost, for all you party goers, that will be halfway through.
Did you say halfway almost?
Yes, halfway almost. You know, for those of us that like to go out and drink all the time on the weekends, we always lose a day during the week.
Oh, God, halfway almost. Okay, go ahead. You got it. It's your world.
You got International Mentoring Day.
Ooh,
so anything that you did not do on Monday and you were supposed to be, you know, working and mentoring, you know, your new employees, you might want to do that on Tuesday. Just saying.
And fucking employees.
We also have... we also have National Classy Day. So if you want to dress up like a sexy librarian or something, you know, do it classy. Don't do it all trashy. Please be classy on Tuesday.
Because if we see you out and about and you look trashy, we are going to say something. We also have National Bootleggers Day.
Ooh. So, who makes some bootlegging stuff?
I don't know. I might have to hit up some people, though, on Tuesday because they some good movies out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, last but not least, it is going to be National Hot Buttered Rum Day. So,
oh, they're
you know,
trying to get they're trying to get somebody some fuzzy navels around here.
Yeah, all those you know alcoholics.
We're gonna get y'all tossed up on a Tuesday. Going up on a Tuesday.
Hey, I can't even say nothing. I spiked my mom's tea with some rum.
Today?
That just means I can do it again Tuesday.
All right, is that all the days? You know what? I'm not.
That is all of
them. Is that all the days we got? Cause I can't play with y'all. Is that all the days we got?
Yes.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to go ahead and let CJ throw some more ass out here, so we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Listen,
Listen, especially on that one, I knew you threw ass on that one.
You know, like right, the last minute and a half, you gotta calm down so you're not out of breath when you come back on.
Oh, Lord. All right, y'all. This next segment is brought to you by TaylorHealing.com. Go to TaylorHealing, T-A-I-L-O-R-E-D, healing.com, and join our book club or sign up for Smash Therapy or Axe Therapy. If you need to get some shit off your chest, let it out with the Venting Corner, or you can write a Phoenix letter, and she will respond back to you one-on-one. That is TaylorHealing.com. We all need a little bit of therapy and mental health in our life, and we have it there at Taylor Healing, as well as some other products and things that you can purchase. But y'all know what time it is. It's time for birthdays. Give it to them, CJ.
All right. So, for January 15th, we have Mario Van Peebles, Young Dro, Miss Regina King, and, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Day. For tomorrow, we have Aaliyah, we have Miss Debbie Allen, Sade, FKA Twigs. And Jeremiah Linear. I don't know who that is. We also have for January 17th, Michelle Obama, Blueface, Steve Harvey, and Lil Jon. Also on the 17th, Dwayne Wade, Ray J, Muhammad Ali, 17th.
Did you say Mr. Yale? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. And we also have on the 17th, Mr. James Earl Jones, Shabba Ranks, Aya J, Lamar J. Tate.
Ooh.
And Keith Robinson on the 17th. That's a lot of birthdays on the 17th.
Hmm. It's a lot of birthdays. First off, you said one of my favorite artists of all time's birthday, Shabba. Listen, that ugly ass man know he made some good music. I'm only cute on Tuesday. You know, the rest of the week I'm a work in progress. So, you know, I have to say it just like everybody else do. I'm ugly on Wednesday through Monday. I'm only cute on Tuesday. The rest of the week, you know, that'd be for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Bath is only cute on Tuesday. Well, I'm sexy on Tuesday. Let me go ahead and correct that. I'm sexy on Tuesday. Welcome back, you take us. You there, Sugar?
Hi.
She's still having technical difficulties. We're gonna be here with you.
I can hear you
now. Welcome back, Sugar. We can hear you now. Sound like you put some sugar in there.
Okay, I was getting scared.
Oh, she thought she didn't fell off. She thought she fell off the turnip set. I can hear you. You hear? You hear? You in the building?
Hey, man. I fell off. Hey, baby. I'm here.
You say fuck.
I'm here. And y'all miss me. And ain't nothing going away. I'm here. So now what?
Listen. Breathe. You know, it's like when you're giving a girl head real good, you gotta look in her eyes real quick and be like, breathe. You know, you can't die under me.
Yeah.
Did I lose the other two? Everybody here.
Oh,
right?
My God. Yeah. We're going to put you together.
Woo. Y'all get yourself
together. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Did I mess everybody up with that one? Y'all wasn't ready?
I thought I had lost the whole get together in the whole world with all and everything, and my feelings was feeling a certain way. So now let me get through my crying, and we're going to go back to the regular You Say Fuck, because You Say Fuck is here, y'all. Y'all miss me. Y'all want me. Here I am. But I thought I lost my friend, so.
Nah,
I'm crying a little bit.
Ah, stop crying. You know, listen, you know what, though? This is the thing I love about y'all, and you know, and people ask me all the time, why do I have female friends? And you know, a lot of people don't believe that I have any male friends until I start introducing them to my male friends. And they like, yo, you really got male friends. And I do. But here's the craziest part. The reason why I love my female friends and my female fans and my female listeners is two things. Y'all, one thing, y'all keep me humble. But two, y'all truly express y'all's genuine emotions with me. And the conversations that I get with you guys, the love and the interaction that I get with you guys is second to none. And I would be remiss not to say that tonight, you know, having my three beautiful ladies that have been around me, known me, has been on this podcast, just been in my life. I don't want to, you know, they say give people their flowers while they're alive. I want to thank all three of you for the times that you interact with me, that you give me your genuine, honest, real energy, opinion, just love and effort. So let me get that out the way, because I don't think I've ever said that to either any of y'all.
No, you have said that to us. And can we also say we wouldn't know it if you didn't give it? At least I know on my behalf. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know on my behalf you've always been there and you've always given that to us. And I appreciate it, and I love you, and I thank you so much. And it's a situation to where it's like it's not deserved, but it's still given. I don't know if that makes sense. And you always stand by us, and you don't play when it comes to us. And I know me personally, I thank you, and I appreciate it. And I just like, I don't even know how to say it, but like, I love you and I thank you and I appreciate you so much, because you never had to, but you always did, if that makes sense. You never had to, but you always did. And then with your wife never had to, but she always did too. And I just want to let both of y'all know, we stand on the same ground, and we just, it's so much appreciated, and it's so much love, and it's so much, just like, I don't know how to explain it no more than that, other than the fact that y'all didn't have to, but y'all still did. I don't know how to explain
that,
and I haven't been here in a while, and even though I haven't been here in a while, guess what? Nobody can take my place. Nobody can say nothing. Nobody can nothing at all. Because guess what?
I'm going to mess around and give you a wedgie today.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to give you a wedgie when I see you.
No, baby.
All right.
No.
All right.
But I love you and
listen,
I miss you. So can we go on with the show and leave all that extra shit alone?
Listen.
We already know how we love each other. So can we go?
Before we take a commercial break, I actually want to save this before we take our next commercial break and then get into the main topic at the 10 o'clock hour. You Say Fuck, starting on Thursdays, I created something that me and you talked about for such a long, 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 long time. Starting this Thursday on the 19th, we will be introducing the Dr. Feelgood and the Big Boy Double Stuff show. And we will be talking about all things sexual, lifestyle, relationship, all of those things that you guys have been expressing to me that you want. Our sponsors have gotten together, the Deluxe Executive Board, and all of our background sponsors have gotten together. And starting this Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern, we will be having our weekly adult topic show. So if you want to talk nasty, you want to talk filthy, you want to talk about why your old man won't do what you're trying to get your old man to do, that will be the show to bring it to, and we will make sure that you have all the information coming up, and that will be advertised specifically on my Big Bat page.
So
if you're not...
Can we talk about why I told you I fucked up?
Yes.
In my relationship, can we talk about that?
Come on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday. All right, guys.
That's my friend. My friend comes on my back a little bit. I don't know. But I'm asking you, can we talk about that? Because, I don't know. You always have my back, and you ain't going to tell nobody nothing, nigga. We're going to take it to the grave. But what I'm saying is, can we put that in there?
Absolutely. We're going to talk – no, that topic that we were talking about earlier,
we got to be real with them. So, because I know you're going to have my back
about,
and you're going to be there for me, but can we talk about
We're going to talk about that tonight after we do the main topic. We got to get through the main topic first, and then we're going to cover that that extra topic that you brought to me earlier today. We're going to talk about it tonight, but we're going to take a quick commercial break.
What?
And then when we come back, we're going to get into our main topic for tonight. And our main topic for tonight is self-sabotage versus self-love. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Self-sabotage versus self-love.
It's a summer thing. Suckling thing. Yeah, rock wine. Ding a ling a ling. Hand side the swing. DJ is stuck up in the earphone. The ding. Ding a ling a ling. Gold bell a ring. I can't pass the pipe and don't fling. Break a break. Time for some of rock kings. Some of rocks disappear into another man's chain. So, them are the dance. To the music, we have the key. Put the gun to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes. Them are the dance. To the music, we have the key. Put the gun to the key and turn them in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they came along me. I am the general in the DC army. Found me and cross all the sea. And she called the girl them to fancy. And anyway we go down clear the liver. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Go down the ring. I can't talk a fight for dumpling. We talk for some of ranking. Some of ranking disappear with your man and a man chin. So the man is done. Do the piece we have the key. Put it down to the key and turn him in a donkey. The man is done. Do the piece we have the key. Put it down to the key and turn him in a donkey. You see, with the dance while it comprises of wine. You see, the cold phone down wine in your body. You see, the can wine you put your man in the body. You see, what be a style when you see your mate. You see, you have tried to smoke your mate now. I can't find a fight and don't blink.
I was a self-sabotager, and at times my self-love to myself can also be self-sabotage because I don't always focus on me. I don't always put me first. I don't always take a moment to give myself quiet time. I don't take the time to embrace the things that I love. One of the biggest, most, the two things that I see more when I see self-sabotage is when a person gets married and when a person has a child. Those are the two biggest self-sabotages that I ever see because we are predetermined, we're pre-taught that it is our job, it is our duty, and it is our responsibility to make sure that our children and that our spouses get everything that we are supposed to get. It's funny because there's a young lady that I met here when I first moved here. Her name is Brittany. She's a coach, and she coaches a lot of women on finding their identity again after having children and after being married. And I follow her page, and I see a lot of the things that she does, and it inspires me because it helps. She's inspiring women to remember that you have an identity outside of being a spouse, outside of being a mother. If you are a painter, get back into painting. If you are a dancer, get back into dancing. If you are a poet, if you are a writer, if you are an educator, those things that you find joy in is where you will find your greatest form of self-love. But we refuse to advocate for ourselves because we're so busy advocating for others. One of the questions that I asked the ladies on this show last week was, how do you name a way that you lost yourself? And so I'm going to ask that question again to the panel. Ladies, give me a way that you've lost yourself. CJ, in what way did you lose yourself over the past decade of your life? How did you lose yourself in any way?
Definitely getting married.
How did you lose, Coco, how did you lose yourself?
Same thing, got married.
You say fuck, how did you lose yourself?
What he said was how did you lose yourself?
Yes, how did you, and what is a way that you lost yourself, your identity? At some
but
point
the blank
in your life.
Space she was giving us let us know that she didn't lose her space. She actually gave herself into a place where she was trying to be there for somebody else. Because she can't even tell us how she lost her place. How she lost her place because that lets us know she never lost her place. She never lost herself. But she was so busy trying to get yourself. Trying to give the next person. Well, tell us. I mean, speak up on it. Say it.
And you know, and they both said marriage. And so, without destroyed or tearing down the person in the marriage, what's the way in the marriage you lost your identity? Not looking at them or what caused you to lose your identity, but and what. What part of your identity did you lose, CJ?
Ooh, I didn't dance anymore. I didn't play in makeup anymore. I didn't go shopping anymore. You know, girly stuff.
Girly stuff. Aww. Coco, what did you lose, Coco?
Mine was my craftiness, my writing and drawings that I used to do all the time.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Oh, shut up, Wendy. Okay.
And so what people don't realize, it's not saying that in losing your identity that they took it from you, but sometimes the weight of having to work, the responsibilities of being married, the responsibilities of daily responsibilities, bills, cooking, cleaning, all of those different things, they lead to a level.
Why we as women, as always, our responsibility, and always our thoughts, and always our wherewithal, and always our feelings, give up our whole life to make sure that this nigga is good for his career, for his family being, for his wherewithal. Why do we do that?
I'm asking the question.
Because truth be told, and sis, I know you don't know me and never heard of me and nothing like that. But you did the same thing that we all do. So I'm going to ask you this question. Why was it okay for you to give up who you were to make this motherfucker happy?
Ladies?
Why do we do that?
Don't know.
Why do we do that?
CJ, why did you do it?
Because that's what I was taught. Being raised in church and being raised in, you don't really go against your husband. You don't really, y'all have communications, but, like, his word is final. That's just the way I was raised. That's the way I let things go. Until
the real
woman
is supposed to do. That's how they taught us. So go ahead. Yeah, you did what you was as you was taught, and I was supposed to go. So with that being said, go ahead. Why do they do stuff like that, though? And man, that's who shame the devil, dog. Real talk. Tell the truth, shame the motherfucking devil. But exactly at what time do they tell them that, hey, anytime you get upset and you don't feel things going right, it's okay for you to move on to the next bitch. But with us, it's a, I swear to God, I want to choke everybody with a dick right now. Like, real talk. Why do we, why do we have to stand up on that podium? And when we're wrong, when we don't, and y'all give them the same podium, and when they don't stand up on it, all it is, oh, they just being a man. That's what men do. Fuck your dick, cuz. I got a whole pussy, too. Y'all, what the fuck?
And I think when it comes to that, as and being the one man that's here, it's the previous generations did get something wrong, and let me speak on that. One of the things that I think that we got wrong in the family dynamic is giving.
And when you said that,
young ladies, is telling young ladies that you have to just follow your spouse. And the one thing that I can say and I believe in my heart when it comes to my family, and my family is predominantly female, is that my grandmother didn't play that. Like, my grandmother and my great-grandmother didn't play that. They were the kind of beat that nigga ass or leave him. and I hate to say it that way, but, you know, back in the day, you know, domestic abuse on both sides was, you know, more lenient than it is now. But, and I'm not advocating for domestic violence, but what I'm saying is we have to understand that if you are going to be the leader of the household as the man, if you're going to be the leader, you have to have a standard that you're going to stand on. You have to present yourself in a light that makes a person want to follow you. And I'm going to say this.
And
I'm going to say this, and some men are going to disagree with me, and there's going to be some men out here who are going to think I'm only taking the women's side because you say, fuck, we've heard that statement before. But it's a bunch of bitches that are leading marriages right now. No one's taught them how to be men. You have a bunch of men who have not been around men. You have a bunch of men who've been raised by women who did who. No, no, no. You have a bunch of men who've been raised by women who didn't allow uncles and real men and real fathers and real grandfathers to get in there and to mold these men. But at the same time, you have not only that, but you also have men sitting on the sidelines not teaching young men how to be men. You have men growing up in the house with men who are not being the representation that they want these young men to grow up to be. So when you are lying, when you are cheating, when you are mismanaging money, when you are financial and irresponsible, when you are when you choose to be lazy, when you keep a minimum wage job, when you will go out and, you know, the best way for you to survive or, you know, the best way for you to survive and or to get it in life is to be in a bullshit situation, how can you expect women to look at us as men and expect for us to leave? This is why I tell people there is a reason.
Go ahead, Sector.
But there is a reason why so many women chose to become INDE. Y'all already know the song, but there was a reason why. It wasn't because they wanted to.
I said y'all understand that so-called fuck nigga free is the same nigga that you looking for and the same nigga that you want. And you passing by the other shit. Come on, sex jerk. Come on now. Stop playing with him. Go tell him to.
Because on the men's side, but on the women's side, here's the duality on it, because that's the men. But here's the duality on it. Women, we spend so much time looking past the man that really is going to do the things that you want, need, and are looking for, and we choose the fuck boy. We choose the dope boy. I know right now I can count 15 women. Listen, I can count 15 women on my hand right now who are waiting for inmates to get out of jail or prison.
Yep.
15 that I personally, now I'm not talking about, I've heard or saw a story. I know 15, because I did the count today before we did this topic. 15 women who are waiting they would rather.
Unfortunately,
I'm
about to say is you're not wrong.
But here's the question that here's the answer that I've gotten synonymously back from several of them, because I've asked, why would you wait for that man to get out of jail or prison, knowing what his situation is? And
what
that
say?
What
did they say? Let me know. What did
they say? They said, "Bap, I would rather wait for him." Because at the end of the day, the honesty that we had going into his situation is better than the fuckboys that approach me every day on the street.
Hear, hear. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bullshit. You sound stupid as fuck.
No, because
first of all, sex truck, you know my wherewithal and you know my whole thing and you know how I get down. Nigga, when you get your time, if it's more than a year, nigga, when you get your time, the judge broke us up.
No, I believe in that.
The judge said, you're going to be in here for 3 to 4 to whatever it is. The judge broke us up, and I'm not going against that. The judge said we can't be together because guess what, nigga? I'm not answering no motherfucking phone calls. I'm not here because sex jerks, you know how long I've been with my niggas. And you know how the fuck he get out. And sex truck, you know, when that nigga out, he take the fuck care of me and my motherfucking daughter and how we do. Nigga, you do that when you get out. But when you in jail, nigga, I'm not no jail bitch. I'm not finna come see you.
I'm with you.
Not finna put no money on your motherfucking books.
I'm not gonna put no money on my car. I'm not doing any of that.
Listen, you say fuck. I'm with you. When the judge hit the gavel, our relationship ended. Listen, I've already told anybody. I told my wife specifically like this. Unless it is defending our family or something specifically with our family, and the choice was either something happens to us or you do whatever it is you needed to do and go to jail, if it's not one of those types of situations, baby, when the judge gave you your sentence, understand, when you go to sign your paperwork and all that stuff, there's a divorce decree sitting there with it. Because I'm sorry. I'm not the type of person who's going to love you enough to wait for you to get out. And it's not even about sex. I'm just not going through that lifestyle. That's my
I'm not no jail bitch. And I don't give a fuck if we've been together for 15 years. And sex truck, you know, me and you have had this conversation about my cousins. Like, my whole thing is I'm not no jail bitch. I'm not no jail bitch. I'm not gonna be with you. When the judge gave you his time, if it was anything more than 6 months, nigga, the judge broke us up. The judge said, go live your life, bitch.
Shit, 6 months.
He's gonna be here.
That's too long. Listen, I ain't even gonna lie, 6 months too long for me, baby. If he gave you more than a day, listen, we broke up. Like that's me.
The judge said everybody is different. The judge said we're breaking up. I'm not playing no fucking games with you, nigga. I don't do the jail shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. I don't give a fuck how nobody feels. I don't give a fuck how nobody thinks. I'm not one of them jail bitches. And I'll make that clear from the jump. Nigga, I done got myself clear and I ain't doing the jail shit no more. Because let's keep it real. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, nigga, and I went up in there, what the fuck you finna do?
But let's get back on topic. I don't want to focus on our personal opinion on this topic. It's about the mindset of why. It's about I wanted to understand the reason why. And when you look at the reason, the only reason why I'm bringing that topic up is because when you look at the reason and you look at the caliber, I have more friends who have either been married, divorced, remarried, or married, divorced, don't ever want to get married, simply because of the caliber of men that we aren't. And I need us as men and women.
One more pass louder for the people in the back section. You do a what?
I need us as men and women to understand, in order to be in an effective, successful relationship, we have to break some of these pseudo-cultural norms in relationships in our community. I can't speak for everybody else's community because I'm not them. But in our community, there are some things that I see prevalent. I see one person being responsible for the house. It's not a one person's job. I see one person responsible for making sure the finances are either paid or balanced. That's not a one person's job. I see one person solely raising the children. That's not a one person job. And so when you begin to put those things together, you begin to see why we are beginning to lose our identity as a parent. A parent is a two-person job. A marriage is a two-person job. There's some give and there's some take. There's some understanding and some comprehension. There's some communication. There's some barriers that we cannot get past because of ego, pride, vagina, status, title, whatever the fuck it is that you want to put there and put in that parenthesis that's right there, get that out of the way and focus on union. Focus on togetherness. Focus on growth. Ladies, let me give y'all the number one leading cause while men would rather be single than be in a relationship. And you want to know what that is? A lot of women think it's nagging, and it's not nagging. You know the number one thing that prevents most men from wanting to be in a relationship with women? In this generation? Materialism. I have asked 22 men. Out of the 22 men that I've asked in the last 30 days why they're choosing to still be single, when you get to the meat and potatoes of what they're actually saying, materialism is the number one cause why they don't want to be in a relationship. Hush comes up.
And what you hear?
What I heard was
Look, I bought my baby a toy. Look, I don't wait, Audrey. sex truck. This is my daughter. It's not Kirsten, but this is my daughter, and I she's been young, and she's been going through it, and I want you to hear what she say.
Well, as far as the topic with women in relationships and stuff
I'm sorry, daughter. introduce yourself to my sex jerk. Sex jerk, that's my daughter, Audrey. That's one of Kirsten's best friends. That's one of your niece's best friends. And this is her.
Give it a mic.
Hello.
Shut up. Stop talking. Let her talk. Hey, Kristen.
Hello, my name is Audrey.
Oh, Audrey.
I'm one of Kirsten's good friends.
He don't need that. He knows his niece. Go ahead.
Okay. So on the topic with relationships and why a lot of young people are single and not in relationships, I just feel like it's a lack of maturity that takes place. And on both sex, like men and
this
women.
The one I used to talk to you about all the time, is what I'm saying. I mean, I used to talk to you about all the time. Go ahead. He ready to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just feel like it's lack of maturity on both ends, especially at a young age. You don't really know what you want for yourself, let alone with somebody else. So it don't work out. And then they be at different levels in their life. 17, I'll be 18 in March.
I'm going to give you the greatest advice that I will say this to my daughter.
Okay.
Do you know who Lori Harvey is?
No.
Okay. Lori Harvey is Steve Harvey's daughter. And one of the things that America got upset with her about is because she did not want to get into a committed relationship and she wanted to date around. I would tell any young person, do not commit to a relationship until you understand what a relationship consists of. And at 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, we have an idea, but 9 times out of 10, the ideal is a depiction of non-reality. It is a depiction of television. It is a depiction of entertainment. It's a depiction of grandeur. It's a dream. It's a facade. Being in a relationship requires two things, and if you're not getting the first one, you will never get the second one. The first one is effective communication, and what I mean by effective communication is even if you guys don't agree, that you have the maturity and the wisdom to say, okay, even though we don't agree on this, we can at least set middle ground precedent until we can actually come to an agreement on something. So I give you an example.
Respecting each other's opinion.
Yes. So I'll give you an example. Like with me and my wife, like we both have been in the lifestyle at some point in our life, right?
No, I watch the shit, but keep going.
But when it came to us being in a relationship, we had to discuss where we were going to be in that realm before we could truly effectively be in a relationship. So we had to effectively communicate that. So first, effective communication. But the second part is that person has to be willing to open themselves up to you. And the biggest problem
right.
that you're going to have as a young lady dealing with a young men are immature between 17 and 30. It's hard to get us to open up at that age. We're tough. We're strong.
Now, me personally,
we know everything. Mm-hmm.
Me personally, when it comes down to the regards of full committed relationships, I don't do that anymore. I believe a person should have options, meaning they don't owe nobody nothing. If a person knows you talk to four guys, you don't got to sleep with them all, but you got the one guy you like and the other three you talk to. And if they know that you talk to three other guys and they still choose to talk to you, they signed up for that. So, therefore, they fall in line like the other three. And, yeah, mm-hmm. you don't owe nobody nothing. You explore your options.
Let them know.
At that age, that should be. But here's where you need to have an understanding with all four of those people. If you're going to be an open market player, you need to understand that not everyone has the same mentality. And dudes are territorial, and so you will be putting yourself in the position to also have to deal with jealousy and insecurity.
They either get with the program or they go about their business.
But that's not where they're coming from.
It's real simple, but it isn't
because, listen, I need you to hear me. Listen, I say this from a place of experience. It is simple to say, it is not simple to carry out. You're dealing with emotion, and you're dealing with another person. The way you think is not how they think.
Amen.
And so
I can curse out here, right, Mommy?
You can speak when my sex drunk finished speaking, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was saying, like, because I didn't know.
Yeah, when my sex drunk finished speaking, yeah, you can speak. You can say what you want to say. You can say what you want to say. My nigga don't get down like that.
No, because you said it's a radio. No, I asked because you said it's like a radio thing, so I didn't know if I can curse or not.
Yeah, no, you can't. We prefer to go without the cursing.
She done dropped about 19,000 cuss words on this bitch. But the reason why I say that is because as a young lady,
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you understand that, you know, you're talking about one, a dude, but two, you got to understand these young men today are, you know, hell, in any generation, they are not always on just normal life. Sometimes they're on drugs. Alcohol comes
uh-huh.
into play. There's a lot of different situations that you can be put
Amen.
Into just
Amen.
Wanting
Amen.
To have that type of
Amen.
That type of relationship. So the only thing I want you to be aware of that if you choose to go that route, you have to protect yourself and make sure that even if you're going out on dates and they understand this and they know that, make sure you go by the girl code of, hey, when I go out, somebody know where I'm at. I got somebody as an emergency contact, yada, 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 because I just want to make sure that you understand. I believe in everything that you're saying. I teach that to the women in my life. If you're not sure you're ready to settle down, date around. Date a dude in L.A., and then date a dude in Sacramento, then have a dude in Pasadena, and then have a dude in Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Like, move it around. Like, you ain't got
yeah,
no,
cause
they you know what I'm saying?
They're going to try to bitch us anyway, so yeah.
So, but you know what I'm saying? So I teach that. You know, I literally teach that when I teach that side of what I teach. But what I always tell people is because
we put that out there, though? Like you said, that's what you teach. But at the same time, can we also put it out there that they actually need to listen and hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
Can we put that out there? And can we do that? I'm interrupting, but can we put that out there?
Yes. But just know that when you do that, and this is when I tell you, and I say this with all earnest, when you do that, be mindful. People are, I don't want to say the word crazy, but people do non-normal things. So I'm going to say it like that. So, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a situation, where, you know, you told this dude that, hey, you know, I'm doing XYZ, I'm doing me, and then, you know, XYZ and whatever happens. I don't want you to be any form of a statistic. So just make sure that the guy that you're trying to talk to, make sure before you get any level of comfortability with him, you keep it as platonic as possible. And what I mean by platonic, that nigga don't know where you stay. You know, if you can talk to him more through social media and he don't personally got your phone number, you know, keep your location stuff turned off when you're dealing with people like that.
Come on, friend. That's my friend. Come on.
So, like, with all of those things, that is the safest route. But when I tell you, what you're going about, especially at you know early teens, early 20s, I tell people, I mean, first off, I don't even recommend a person really be too serious before really, you know, a year or two of getting to know a person. And then I'm a believer that even before you get married, you should be dating 3 to 5 years. That's my standard. Everybody else has their own. But
that's
my
cool
standard.
No,
that makes sense.
So, but I think, you know, I think the way you're going about it, you know, is the right way. But, you know, just be open
okay,
to the
so
fact
Okay, so, friend,
of,
let me ask you this.
Yes.
She ended up doing with the whole female thing, and with the whole female thing, she ended up, you know, she was fucking with the females, and the female ended up getting, going behind their back when they were supposed to be together. Ends up getting pregnant by a whole nigga.
That happens too.
And her whole thing is, she's like, okay, I don't agree with it. I'm not okay with it because you went behind my back and you did some extra. But like, I respect you on it, but at the same time, you gotta give me the respect that I deserve and I need. And the fact that I'm being here for you on a certain aspect, it, you know what I'm saying? You still have to give me the respect that I want and that I need. And that's supposed to be given me. And that's not being given and that's not being done. So now, sex jerk, where we go from here?
Let me ask you a question.
I told her, because I ain't gonna lie, sex jerk, you know me. You told her who's her.
And now,
my sex jerk said something.
No, you say fuck, let her speak for a second.
I was gonna say, with that situation, I didn't really know how to deal with it because it's like one of those situations where you're trying to remain friends and not cross certain boundaries, but then again, you can't help it due to what the situation is. Like, me and the girl are friends, but the situation is very rocky at times.
Tell her what you told me.
No. First off, let me say this first.
That's my fucking nigga. See, That's my motherfucking nigga.
Y'all
right there.
Y'all love to say my friend. Your friend is, if y'all were friends before y'all were dating, your friend is not going to hurt you. Your friend is going to say, we're better off being friends than me hurting you.
We just jumped right into it.
Okay, so if y'all jump right into it, then she's still not your friend because here's the thing. You found out about the situation when she got pregnant. You didn't find out about the situation when she was fucking.
Sex talk, you
all right.
So if she told you, because see, here's the thing. Apparently, you're bi, correct?
Self-doubt only because it was only one time thing, like dating one.
Ma'am, has a penis been inside of you? Ma'am, has a penis been inside of you?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. Not ma'am. We're
not going to do, like, because y'all be killing me.
The only reason why I don't consider it bi, because I feel like if you only date one female, that'll make you bi. I cut hair one time. Am I a barber? No.
Yes, the fuck you are.
Listen.
If I go outside and play kickball, am I a kickballer? Yes, the fuck I am.
Not if you only do it one
right
time.
Right now, if I go out there and suck one dick right now, I'm gay. I'm telling you, that's how they're going to label me. They ain't going to say, oh, you got to suck 14 dicks to be gay.
That's not gay.
What do you mean it's not gay?
It's gay if you do it multiple times.
Sex Shark, please get this. Sex Shark, get this. Sex Shark, get this. Sex Shark, get this.
Sex Shark, get this. Why you think I put her on the get this?
I can't even play with y'all. Y'all play too much. You see, y'all play too much.
I'm being
this
for real.
I'm talking to. No. Listen, ma'am. I have been teaching lifestyle activities for 20 plus years. There's never once in the history of niggerdom, I'm gonna say it just like that. Has anybody ever told you that it takes
that it
takes multiple times to be something? That's not how that works. If you go listen, because I want you to hear me. If you go out there today and do a crime and get caught, they're not going to ask you, is this your first time? They're going to arrest you then. If you go do something in school and you get caught, let's say you go to school and get into a fight, they're not going to suspend you because it's your first fight. They're going to suspend you because you was fighting.
And Matt,
so
it
worked different in my book.
You say fuck. That's fine. If that's how she
not gonna tell me shut up because you're not ruled like that. But you got this. Sex Dirk, listen.
You say fuck. Listen. And if that's how you want to believe it, that's fine. But this is what I tell. This is what I tell people all the time. Your belief system doesn't make it reality. Kyrie Irving believes the earth is flat. That doesn't make it a reality.
Hey, man, laugh for the people in the back, Sex Shark. Yo, what?
You have to look at it from a realistic standpoint. That is the reason why I tell people all the time, words, W-O-R-D-S, matter. If you want to go see what a word is, go read the definition of a word, and you will not see a number beside bisexual. You will not see a number beside gay. You will not see a number beside homosexuality. When you go to church, when you commit a sin, it makes you a sinner, right?
One sin do not make you a sinner.
Sex Dark. I better go read that book again.
Mama, you know I be having my own opinion. You know I don't disagree with
the
way.
I'm gonna say my opinion. You talk to women and you get women's opinion. It's never one side. You've been able to get a man's opinion, not a nigger's opinion, not a dude's opinion, not a motherfucker's opinion, but a man. I don't know if that makes sense.
You know I say my opinion, and I respect it.
You're getting a man's opinion. You're not getting a nigga's opinion. You're not getting a dude's opinion.
Listen. I understand all that.
Hold on. Sex jerk. If you don't, sex jerk.
But listen, let me say this. And I agree. You are entitled to your opinion. I am not taking your opinion away from you.
I know.
But CJ, are you still on here?
See, what her problem is that she's thinking
Hold on. I'm going to mute you. You say fuck for a second. CJ, are you still on here? Okay, CJ, remember when we first met and we sat down and you gave me a very detailed conversation? And you told me at the end that this was your opinion. And we sat down and we broke it down piece by piece by piece by piece of your opinion, correct?
Correct.
At the end of the day, even though it was your opinion and I allowed you to live in your opinion in that moment, how much of that opinion, when you learned and accepted the truth, how much of that opinion kicked you in the ass later?
Yeah, all of it.
Oh, you an instigator, I swear to God.
So little mama.
You're a different instigator.
I love the fact that you have an opinion. We all should have an opinion, and we should stand firm on our opinion. But here's something that we have to learn, and it's a thing called wisdom. When we learn truth, we have to learn to accept truth, and we have to learn to seek truth. An opinion is great, but an opinion will get you killed. An opinion will get you lost. An opinion will get you somewhere that is not the determined destination that you're trying to get to. So in this situation, especially when you're talking about relationships and sexual activity, the reason why so many people struggle with it is because everybody wants to have an opinion, and everybody wants to be right on that opinion. And that, I don't argue with people about their opinion. I respect everyone's opinion. But what I will tell you is as you get older and as you begin to add children to your life, whether you decide not to have kids or you decide to go on and do whatever you're going to do in life, you're going to at some point be a mentor to someone younger than you. And if what you're saying to them is not factually based, you're going to lose those young people as they begin to come to you. The reason why you guys talk to you say fuck, the reason why you keep her around is because although people may not like how she comes across, they may not like what she says, she's always going to give you truth. And if she doesn't have truth, she's going to go get truth and bring it back to you. You have to be that same way in life. And there's power in it. All right. Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break, guys, because we got to get ready to wrap up this show. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You know,
Because you never know who might answer.
That's a good one. CJ, you up?
The mind believes what you tell it. I call it positive things.
Ooh, say that one again.
Your mind believes what you tell it, so tell it positive things.
You're going to have to start writing them down, ma'am. You're going to have to start posting them. You'll be having some good ones. For me, guys, this week was emotionally trying for me as the Mars retrograde ended. Mercury is getting ready to end, and Venus will be coming in soon, which is love. And that's why I started tonight talking about love. That's why I'm going to end the show tonight talking about love. If you can't do anything else in life, find someone that you love non-sexually. Give them a warm, strong embrace and tell them that you love them. You will be 100% surprised how many people actually just need love. All right, so we're going to get out of here. I love you guys, and we'll talk to you guys on the next go around.
Thank you.